Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15. This is letter number 5,335. Baruch Hashem, dated the 5th of Nisan, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Baruch Nesholim Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to a letter dated the 29th of the 2nd Adar, and the telegram that preceded it, about you wrote about this woman. She got married, and her husband, unfortunately, was not able to perform his marital duties. And asked the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, as you describe the situation, again, the Rebbe says, according to your description of the situation, you should, as soon as possible, turn to a rabbi who is actually a rabbi who does this area of law, and to detail to him the present situation and how it developed, and he should rule according to the lessons of our Torah, which is a living Torah, which means whenever the Torah says, the Torah is life. So don't question what the Torah says. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you're not going to delay the judgment. That's another very important law, that you're not allowed to take your time. If there is a judgment, and in this case, the Rebbe wanted to protect the woman, so the Rebbe says that you should go ahead and turn to the rabbi as soon as possible and do as he says. The Rebbe says, generally we talk about that the peace is the most important thing, especially between a husband and a wife. However, the Rebbe says, in that case, in certain special cases, we know the sages were diligent to protect the Jewish women. And therefore, in this situation, as the situation is to protect the woman, therefore you should do it as soon as possible. And the Rebbe also says that the response to my previous letter, certainly you have reached you in a timely way. And the Rebbe blesses them for a holiday of Pesach, Kosher, V'Sameach, and this is signed by the Rebbe. So in this case, they wrote to the Rebbe about the husband that couldn't perform his marital duties, and the Rebbe says to go to a Rav and to try to address this as soon as possible, because while keeping peace is important, but we got to protect the woman and her rights.